This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Myanmar's junta leader will join a special regional summit next week, his first official trip since the February 1st coup, which deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in the past few months to demand a return to democracy. A local monitoring group says the military has killed more than 720 people and detained some 3,100 activists, journalists, and dissidents. Thailand confirmed Saturday that a summit of Southeast Asian leaders in Jakarta on Myanmar's situation will include the country's senior general. The meeting of the 10-country bloc of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will be on April 24th. Activists are disappointed with foreign leaders recognizing the junta. A prison official says Myanmar's jails are also releasing more than 23,000 prisoners nationwide, part of its annual amnesty for New Year. There have been two other mass releases since the coup, but it's unclear if those released Saturday include anyone detained since the February 1st overthrow. Prince Philip will be remembered as a man of courage, fortitude, and faith at a funeral that salutes both his service in the Royal Navy and his support for Queen Elizabeth II over three quarters of a century. Philip died April 9th at the age of 99 after 73 years of marriage. And he is being laid to rest Saturday in the royal vault at Windsor Castle after a funeral service steeped in military and royal tradition. But coronavirus restrictions mean instead of the 800 mourners included in the longstanding plans for his funeral, there'll be only 30 inside of the castle. You can find more on the story and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The global death toll